Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of a mixed affair. Corn did come up over the $7 area basis the March contract to about 701 and a quarter, but selling against $7 kind of ensued, and the market fell back. The bean market is trying to make a turn today from the 1404 support shelf, and we'll see if we can't muster off a higher daily close. Still, we're going towards a long weekend. Some short covering might be happening, but what does that say for Monday night? Probably some weakness. And, of course, China's back off of their long holiday, and we are now then officially and now actually into the year of the snake. And the snake is thought to be intelligent but unscrupulous. And, of course, does not carry more years than not good tidings for the year as a whole. The cattle market is under fire again today. Feeder cattle are catching a lot of selling. Barclays have been liquidating cattle yesterday. I think there's more of it following through today. And we have to also keep in mind that the price of feeders is a little high for where the fats are at. And, of course, guys selling cattle in the cash market tell me they're losing some pretty good money. And then you look at the feeder cattle market, and we know that a lot of high-priced calves were sold last fall, and mainly because of silage, so much silage out there. Those cattle will come back as feeders here. And as dry as it is in the Western Corn Belt, they probably either have to see cattle prices, fat prices go higher to make it worthwhile, or grain prices drop well enough along with feeder cattle prices to make it conducive to buy those feeder cattle. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.